Welcome, lovely listeners. Are you ready for a freaky, creepy story? You are? That's why you're here? Really? Well, I mean, I guess I could do some scary stories. I'm just messing with you. Today, listeners, I have two black-eyed children stories, both of which are creepypastas, actually. The first one is titled The Fogged Children by Nicholas Paschal, and the second is Her Eyes by Anonymous. Before I start on these stories, it's time for SoundCloud shoutouts. Oh yes, the lovely listeners that keep this channel's blood pumping. We have Troy Shaw, the man with the keen set of ears. I really appreciate the recent skip spot, actually. Excellent pickup. So thank you so much for that, mate. I Own Cows, both an author on this channel and a like and comment and repost machine. I am blessed to have them as both a contributor and listener. Cheers, mate. Kyle Brandt, cheers, mate, for your constant support, Michi's journey stories, and interactions with listeners on this channel. There is something magical when authors talk to their listeners. I can't put my finger on it, but I love it. And I received your story. Rest assured, I'll be getting to it. Cheers, mate. StarEve2099, thank you so much for your constant support, sharing your own views on episodes and experiences, and cracking me up with hilarious comments. Thank you so much. Arkan Brother, aka Jace York. Mate, thank you so much for your stories, constant support as well, and the ideas you have for the Taleteller series. Can't wait to share them with the world. Cheers, Jace. Wee woo wee woo! Thank you so much, buddy, for commenting, liking, and supporting this channel in so many ways. Thanks, mate. And Sin, the Yokai Queen. Thank you for your ongoing support, and it's always awesome to see you on here. And now for some new supporters. We've got The How Many Fingers Podcast, JG Pro Wrestling, Zio, that's spelled X-E-O, user 53953288, Scarlett Taylor, Dark Panda Studio, user 448960641, Sarah Reed, user 613643737, user 457858891, and We Share the Love Podcast. For those of you who are titled with their username and their numbers, I hope you know who you are, because I sure don't. If you change your username, though, to a title, I'd be more than happy to thank you directly. And thank you all for your support. Now, my creepy crawler listeners, please grab a hot beverage, just like me, and turn the lights off. Turn up the volume and get ready for something different. Staring at the clock, Brandon heaved a sigh as the digital numbers switched once again, marking the death of yet another minute as he sat outside the Sun Theatre, waiting for his girlfriend to get off her shift at the Flying Saucers bar. The gently humming engine of the older model Dodge filled the air, along with a soft mist that was coming from the nightfall rain. The city of San Antonio had suffered from these strange heat waves before, but never these heat showers. It would rain just after the sun went down, which in the summer was late, cooling the hot streets too quickly, creating a thick fog that the people of the Southwest were hardly equipped to deal with. Brandon flipped his headlights off and rolled up his windows, locking his doors out of habit. With the fog rolling in, you never knew what kind of crap you were going to see. There'd been reports on the news that gangs of teenagers had been using the clouds as a means to carjack people, sneaking up on them and just yanking them out of their vehicles. Brandon smiled. No way that would happen to him. A sudden knocking on his window caused him to jump in his seat, dropping his cell phone down to the floorboards. Cursing under his breath, shit, he looked up to see who had knocked on his window. Two young boys stood in the pale light of the Sun Theater's glow, clothes immaculate. Brandon watched as the taller boy, the one on the right, motioned for him to roll down the window. The boy on the left was smiling, his glistening white teeth luminescent in the rolling fog. Brandon stared at the kids for a few moments, looking them over. He knew all the movies at the Sun were starting up, or were on the last round. And there was no way they were going to be interested in the bar. In fact, they were of that delightful age where Brandon couldn't exactly tell how old they were. They were somewhere between 10 and 14, and lanky. They had red curly hair and freckles, while the one on the left was dressed in an old video game t-shirt, the one on the right was wearing his Sunday best, as the fog licked at their edges, making them indistinct. Brandon rolled his window down a few inches. "Yeah, what do you kids need?" Brandon asked, trying to sound friendly. The one on the right folded his arms behind his back and teetered slightly to lean on his left foot.
"Well, sir, we were coming to the movies to see the new action film and we realized we left our wallets at home."
The boy on the left nodded, eyes still not meeting Brandon's as he kept twitchingly looking around. Brandon nodded, urging the boy to continue.
"So, you thought you might get some random adult to fork over some cash for you two?"
Brandon asked, reaching down to pat for his cell phone. The fog rolled over his hood, obscuring the chipped paint and warped metal from view. From the light of the sun's marquee, the two young boys' shadows split into three distinct lines, stretching out over the car as they stood by silently watching Brandon fumble. The boy on the right's head dropped.
"I wasn't planning on asking you for money. Not at all. We just want a ride, see?"
The other boy nodded, his smile widening even further.
"A ride?" Brandon repeated, not bothering to look at the boys as he watched them from within the dark car's interior.
"A ride where?"
"Well, that depends on you, actually,"
the boy said, now standing directly outside the window of the Dodge. Brandon jolted, looking up as he tried not to spaz out about the boy's sudden movement. Looking up through the inch slit of glass at the boy's silhouette, Brandon blinked. Had he been that tall?
"What do you mean?"
Brandon asked, looking at the darkened figure as it peered down at him. The boy, no, the man, that stood there seemed to lengthen and grow as he peered down with shadowed eyes. His clothes were no longer church perfect. No, they were tousled and dirty. The skin that was apparent was blocked by flecks of fog dancing over him. Brandon stared up at the figure for what felt like minutes, until he heard it. The figure had tried to open his front door. That seemed to break the spell that had fallen over Brandon, snapping his gaze away from the shadow figure and rolling up his window as fast as he could. As it sealed in place, Brandon thought he could hear an angry hiss of a serpent being denied its dinner. A palm slammed into the window. The fingers impossibly long and willow thin, to be that of a child or even a human being.
"Come on, mister,"
the boy's voice implored from the fog all around him, a dark humor underlying the plea.
"The ride will be quick. We just need a lift of a couple of miles."
"Get the fuck away from me," Brandon shouted, flipping on the headlights of his Dodge so he might have some chance of finding his phone. Standing in front of his Suburban were dozens of black forms, all thin as reeds with mirrored eyes of inky darkness, partially wrapped in tendrils of fog, bouncing the brilliant lights off the Dodge back into the cab. Brandon screamed and dropped to the floorboards as his Suburban started to shake, the heavy steel exterior scraping as innumerable fingers pried and pulled at the edge of the Dodge in search of an easy opening. The voice of the boy, now seemingly from everywhere, was growing deeper by the second, a thick, gravelly baritone that was commanding Brandon to open the door.
"Open
this isn't happening,"
the door.
Brandon said to himself as he turned on his hands and knees to face the seat, his eyes never leaving the floor. "This can't be real." He heard the handles being depressed and repressed in and out on all four doors repeatedly and let out another scream when something climbed up on top of the vehicle. Looking up, Brandon could see the skylight open, wisps of fog sinking in like sinister fingers looking to pry a wound apart. Brandon climbed up onto his knees and slammed his fingers on the side panel, rolling the glass closed as he felt something shuffle about atop the vehicle. At the very last second, a hand dripping of darkness hit the glass wetly, smearing a greasy line that was only made that much more pronounced by the reflecting headlights. Brandon turned, closed his eyes, and reached up to grab the keys, killing the engine with a silent pull, the lights dying, along with the sounds. Sitting in the roomy space for his pedals, Brandon remained silent, as did the night. No voices, no cries, no scratching of nails on steel. His moment of peace was broken when his cell phone rang. Violently and loudly,
causing Brandon to yelp as he sought to silence it. "Hello?" he answered hesitantly.
"Hey, baby,"
Rebecca said from the other line, weariness creeping from her voice. Brandon smiled. His girlfriend was calling him. He almost laughed.
"Hey, honey,"
Brandon said, crawling up into the seat of the Suburban, sticking the keys back into the ignition. The lights came on, shining over the parking lot and onto the front steps of the Sun. He saw his delicate little girlfriend just standing there, holding a large cake. "What have you got there?"
"One of the cooks had a birthday, and he's diabetic. They said I could have the cake. Figured it could be a reward for how well we've been doing on the bills."
Rebecca smiled over the line, her tiny body walking outside the Suburban.
"Do me a favor and unlock the back, okay?"
Brandon smiled and pulled the lever unlocking the back gate, which lifted up slow enough to allow a breeze to breathe across the back of Brandon's neck. Brandon slowly started to choke as Rebecca's voice grew deeper, gravelly, all while laughing over an increasingly staticky call. Staring forward, a wave of fog rolled from beneath the Dodge, billowing like drapes caught in a wild wind as the featherlight claws of the dense mist danced over the hood and windshield, scratching like nails on a chalkboard. Black-Eyed Kids, story number 2. Her Eyes. I never knew something as simple as a knock on the door would forever send me into a frozen state of terror. It all started with a cold and rainy autumn evening. The wind was blowing fiercely, whistling through the little cracks in the windows and door frames. I was sitting by myself in the living room, watching a terrible homemade zombie flick when I heard a dull thud of footsteps walking up the stairs to my porch. I muted the television, sat upright, and turned my ears towards the front door. I heard the storm door open then slam shut. Within 2 seconds of it opening, I quickly stood up, stumbling over the small ottoman sitting in front of me. I turned on the light in the entryway, then peeked through the curtain on the little door window to see who was there. No one. I glanced out further to see that I had left my driver's side window cracked open. I cursed under my breath and grabbed my keys from the side table and ran outside to my car. I quickly rolled my window up, then ran back into the house soaking wet. I hastily shut the front door as to not let any heat escape. As soon as it latches, the knocking begins again. Annoyed, I sigh, thinking I forgot to latch the storm door. I turn the knob, ripping the door open when I see a child standing in front of me on the porch. Startled, I gasp loudly, clutching my chest. The child, a girl no older than 10 years, stood on my porch, in a raincoat, looking down to the floor. "Are you all right?" She says nothing. I take a step closer to her. "Hey, can I help you with something?" I'm starting to panic inside a little, because something seems terribly off about this girl. Then I notice she's completely dry. Not a single drop of rain has touched her coat. I look around to see that my porch is flooded where the wind had blown the rain against my house. Even if she had been on my porch this whole time, she still would have been drenched. I stand there, staring at this child who wouldn't even look at me. "Little girl, please answer.
May I please borrow your phone?"
Her voice is calm and kind of deep. She never takes her eyes off the ground. I inhale sharply, surprised by her sudden question. I weakly ask, "Who do you want to call? Do you need the police, your parents? Who?" I'm trying to stay calm, but my voice is shaking. Something is terribly wrong, but I can't figure it out. The girl stands very still and starts sniffling.
"May I come in? It's so cold. Do you have any food?"
I stare at the girl, confused by her monotone voice. I don't feel comfortable letting her inside my house. I feel bad because she's just a child, but something about her terrifies me. I tremble. "What's your name? Where do you live?" The rain suddenly stops. Like turning off a faucet, the wind stops also, making the neighborhood 20 times quieter. I get shivers down my spine. The girl slowly lifts her hooded head, finally making eye contact. I try to scream, but the only thing that comes out are aggravated breaths of terror. Her eyes, oh my God, her eyes, as black as the abyss that she had likely crawled out of. Her pale white skin glowed as soft white, making her eyeballs so much darker. She stepped closer to me.
Please let me in, I am so cold.
I stare in fear when the wind and rain turn on, like a switch behind her. I slam the door in her face. Running to my phone, I dial 911, barely holding on because I'm shaking so much.
911, what's your emergency?
I try to explain what's happening, but just sound crazy. There's a girl on my porch, not wet, black eyes. Oh my God. I hear the lady from 911 trying to calm me down.
Ma'am, calm down, please. I can't understand you. You said there's a girl on your porch?
I stutter. Yes. She's out there. It's out there. She has black eyes and wants to come in. I won't let her in. I hear her knocking on my door. Each knock louder than the rest. I cry out, "Leave me alone! I'm not letting you in!" The knocking ceases. I sigh in a small relief. The woman on the phone asks me where I am and if I needed a police officer to come. I say, "Yes, please, hurry," then hang up. 10 long minutes later, I see police vehicle lights dancing on my living room wall. I sigh in relief and hear a loud banging on the door. I run, a little hesitantly, and answer it. "Thank God you're here, officer." No officer. Only his car sitting in the rain. Driving side door wide open. I walk out onto the porch, frantically searching everywhere for him. I run to the backyard, dripping with rainwater, shouting, "Officer? Officer? Where are you?" I run back to the front of the house when I see the awful girl standing in front of me, glaring at me. She sounds aggravated now.
"Let me in so I can use your phone. I'm lost. Please, help me."
I dart up the porch stairs, shoving her out of my way, throwing her off the porch. I look back to see her ankle twisted in an impossible angle. She doesn't scream or cry. She just stands up, limping towards me, dragging her ankle behind her. I scream in horror, slamming and locking the door behind me. The knocking continues. I just wanted to stop. I have to do something. I run to my kitchen, open the silverware drawer, and pull out a sharp knife. The knocking will not stop. I walk towards the front door, raising the knife above my head and grabbing for the doorknob. I quickly open the door to see the officer standing in front of me, his gun drawn, pointing at me. Out of instinct, he fires, shooting me in the chest. I drop the knife and fall to the ground. He enters the door and kneels beside me, yelling into his radio that he needs backup and an ambulance. He puts pressure on my chest and the blood pours out of me. I look behind him to see the black-eyed girl standing directly behind him, looking down at me, smiling with her sharp teeth glistening. I'm choking on my own blood at this moment, gasping in terror. My eyes widen, and I black out. And next thing I know it, I'm in the hospital. I haven't slept for days in the hospital, worrying that this creature will come after me yet again. For now, this is my only account. I hope that I never experience anything like this again, and I'm lucky to be alive. If you ever see a girl knocking at your door, you make sure you take a good look at her eyes before you do anything else. And that ends our first day of Black Eyed Kid Stories, or also known as Bex. I have linked the original creepypasta stories here for you to read as well. I've changed the second story's ending because, well, if you read it, everything up to that point is great. I just felt that the ending didn't make a lot of sense, and as a result added my own.
Hope you enjoyed that part. And if you enjoyed this episode, let me know with a like, or even better, an iTunes review. It goes a long way, and things like word of mouth, iTunes reviews, or likes and subscribes, they all help the channel and these authors on here to more ears. Also, if you want to get hold of me directly, you can do so via email at storiesfablesghostlytales@gmail.com. And on top of this, if any of you want a go-to place for my work, you can check out my website that I've recently updated for all things Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales, where everything is laid out there for you, including my YouTube videos. I've recently updated the website, so it should be a little bit easy to navigate and has all my latest content. So when you get a chance, it'd be great to see you there. And lastly, if you're still with me, thank you. And if you're teetering on the edge of whether or not you should send in a story or write your own, my advice is identify what it is that's stopping you. If it's nothing, well, why not send it my way? My passion for listening to stories stems from sharing an experience or invoking an experience with listeners all around the world. The last thing I'd want to do is hide talent. And I realize that most of you listeners out there are so very talented. You just need an outlet. So yes, I'm asking you to put pen to paper, or keyboard to Microsoft Word, and give it a crack. Don't hold back. And on that note, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And, as always, till next time.